प्रतिधारा धर्मराज सत्सारण constables of Yamaraj inquired from the Vaikuntha Duta, the messenger from Vaikuntha, the you young Pratidhara, why you are interrupting in our business? Pratidhara. Pratidhara means the opposing element. Why you are opposing? We are Yamadut, it is our duty to take away a sinful man, sinful soul, like Ajami, who has simply acting misdeeds throughout his whole life. Now at the end of life, we are authorized to take him to the Yamaraj. Why you are preventing us? Why you are interrupting in our business? Pasavakupayata Pasadasamiti. So, because the Vishnu Dutas were very beautiful, four-handed, exactly resembling a Lord Vishnu, as I have explained in the Vaikuntha Loka, all this in evidence, the teacher of the body are exactly like Lord Vishnu. Four-handed, with palm cells, lotus flower, gloves, and this. So, they never saw Vishnu Duta before the Yama Dutas, because they go in an atmosphere where sinful activities are execution. But this time they are astonished. How is this beautiful personality was here? King Deva Buddhiva was young King Siddha Sattama. So will you kindly let us know where from you are coming? Are you coming from the Siddha Loka planet or heavenly planet? Because in the material world, nobody knows that there is a spiritual sky beyond this material sky, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Parastasmātubhāva-anya. There is another nature. This is one nature, material nature, where millions and trillions of universes are clustered together in the corners of the spiritual stars. This is only one universe within which there are innumerable planets, but there are millions and trillions of universes. That is material creation. Material creation means one-fourth part of the whole creation. Three-fourth part is spiritual creation. Ikaamsena sito jaga. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. This whole material world is existing in one-fourth of my energy. Sarve-padma-palāthārtya. They are very much satisfied by seeing the Vishnu Duta. Just like in your country, they are very much satisfied by seeing your face. They named you brightest white. You are naturally very beautiful, but they understand, your countrymen, that you have become more beautiful by such accounts. That's a fact. So, Krishna consciousness is so nice that naturally it will make you beautiful. Not black face, not morose. Beautiful face. That is a sign of spiritual advancement. By this faith you will understand that here is a man who is spiritually advanced. Pratyaksham avagamam dharmam. These process of spiritual consciousness can be directly perceived. It is not theoretical. Oh, I am a very great devotee. Say, now, it's simply theoretical understanding, I am a great devotee. From the very faith, it will be understood. Faith is the index of mind. How we are thinking. If you are thinking of Krishna always, then your faith will be beautiful. That's what is called pratyaksham avagamam. That is faith, and it's very short theoretical. It's practical. Pratyaksham avagamam dharma. To see from. Then, to become such spiritually advanced, is it very difficult task? No. To see from. Very easy. And very happy. I will be happy. Happy because this spiritual consciousness is developed by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. That is very pleasing with music, with musical instruments. We chant Hare Krishna mantra. There is no trouble. Even a child can take part, experience. A child also claps, he also dances. So, what can be easier method than this? Any other method is that you have to exercise, you have to crack your bread, press your nose, and so many other things. But here, automatically you stand before other three, and you become spiritual in life. Even the child becomes. Therefore, it is sukha. Very happy to execute. Sukha kartum abhayam. And whatever you do, little, that becomes a permanent asset of bhayam. It is never to be vanished. Even 1% of devotional service you execute, it will help you again to begin from that point. So, here is the description of the Vaikuntha Purusha. Sarve Padma Palakasya. Your eyes are so beautiful, just like petals of the lotus flower. And Sita Kausalya Vasu. Saffron and yellow. These two kinds of colors of garments. So those are Mahavadi, impersonalists. They cannot understand that there is another spiritual world, and there are spiritual planets, and there are inhabitants, their bodily features are like this, their dress are like everything here. But unfortunate persons, they cannot understand. They think everything is here. There is a Kupamandu, frog slugger. There is a frog in the well. He cannot understand beyond that well. Similarly, this materialistic person, frog, They cannot understand that there is a pacific ocean, a spiritual war. They are satisfied with the wealth, treaty with the wealth, that's all. And simply imagining, God may be like this, may be like this, may be like this, and therefore I am God. So God is so easy that everyone is God. God is loitering in the street, as Garidra. God of Narayan has become the poor, and I am so rich that I can provide Narayan also. This is very. So, Namal Vishkitunam Muha, Parpatnante Narayanthama. Persons who are very much influenced by this materialistic way of thought, Asuri Bhavamasrita. Such persons are always engaged in misdeeds, Vishkitunam, misdeeds. Namang Vishkitanam Mura. Why they are engaged in misdeeds? Because Mura, they do not know what is the responsibility of the human form of life. They are simply wasting their life in animal propensity. Mura. Mura is the symbol of an ass. He does not know. The ass does not know why he is working so hard for the waterman. He carries a very heavy load, but he does not know why I am carrying so much heavy load. That is the symbol of an ass. If you work so hard, you must know what benefit you are deriving out of it. But the ass does not know. Similarly, the Kurmis, they are very busy. Very busy accumulating wealth. But he does not know what for he is doing so. Why he is so laboring hard. Vishabdev says that this life, human form of life, is not meant for so much hard work. Nāyaṁ diha diha bhājāṁ ni loke kastāṁ kāmāṁ arahati vīr bhujāṁ ji. Why people are taught to work so hard? Simply for morsel and bread and little self-gratification. Vishabdev says that is done by the hogs and dogs. Daily, they are whole day and night working. Where is some food? Where is some stool? But that human form of life is meant for that purpose, working hard, so hard, like hogs and dogs, simply for fulfilling the belly and having a sex life? No. So, they should be taught for tapasya. Nāyaṁ diha diha bhājāṁ nilopi kastāṁ kāmānar hati dīru bhujāṁ di tapu dibbaṁ putra kājīna suddhet. Rishabdev was advising, instructing his sons, my dear boys, this life is meant for tapu dibbaṁ, for spiritual realization, austerity. That should be taught. The Krishna consciousness movement is teaching that. Tapa. Tapa means you have to accept voluntarily some difficulty. Actually it is not difficulty because it's like somebody smoking. And we are advising, don't smoke. The smoker may feel some inconvenience. But if he voluntarily suffers that inconvenience, that is called tapasya. Actually, he will not die, but because he practiced to so many nonsense habits, he feels difficult to do it. From the birth, he is not a drunkard, from birth, he is not a smoker, but by bad association, so-called civilized as a chaser. He becomes a drunkard, he becomes a smoker, he becomes a woman hunter, he becomes a gambler. Sinful life. So, to advance his spiritual life, one has to give up all this sinful activity. Otherwise, it is not possible. Some rascal says that you can do whatever you like. It has nothing to do with your religious life. This is nonsense. Religious life means to approach God. And God is pure. And it is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Parabrahma parangadhama pavitram paramam bhava. Pavitram. Krishna is a day by our zone. Pavitram. In the Upanishad, it is said, his Upanishad, papapa vidyam. God cannot be infected by sinful activity. That is God. That is, we are infected by sinful activity. God is not that. There is absolute. So, he is always pure. So we have to make ourselves purified before we can approach the Supreme Personality of God. So these are sinful activities. There is his sex life and meat eating, unnecessarily killing the animals. Why should he kill animals? If God has given you so many nice foodstuffs, varieties of fruits, varieties of grains, sufficient meals, why should you get to this obnoxious foodstuff? But it is illness, unfortunate, by illness situation, we have learnt all this nonsense. So therefore, one has to give up this nonsense habit. That is called tapas. Tapodhijyam. Why tapas? Dijyam. Heart, spiritual reality. Why it is necessary? Tapodhijyam jivna shuddhita satya. Your existence will be purified. Because, just like in disease condition, we cannot relish very palatable foodstuff. A man, jaundice, suffering from jaundice, if you give him something just like candy, sugar candy, he'll taste it as bitter. Because he's suffering from jaundice. But sugar candy is not bitter. Similarly, in our disease condition, this material body, actually you cannot test real happiness. That is not possible. Therefore, you have to cure this disease. Bhagavad Gita therefore says, curing the disease means janma mrityu jara vyadhi dosha klesha dosharadartha. Those are actually advancing spiritual life. They should always keep in prayer that we may advance in so many things, but these four things, birth, death, old age and disease, cannot be solved by our so-called material advancement of time. As Bhagavad Gita points out, that you should always keep these four principles of misery in front, then you will be able to advance in spiritual time. And if you become callous, or death, what is that? Why you should die? You are not subject to death. Nahannate hannamane sarire. Even after the destruction of this body, you do not die. Then, why should I accept this material body? This is intelligence. This is science. I do not want to be old. Why I become old? Nitya sasatayam, because the living as it is eternal, so why he should become old? Krishna never becomes old. Krishna's picture you will never see him old. Similarly, you also cannot become old. So, these concepts do not arise. They are simply, engrossed the animal propensity, eating, sleeping, mating, and different. I say, these are the problems. These are not problems. We have created these problems. Eating is not problem. The animals, they do not endeavor for doing some work for eating. Eating is already there. The birds, fish, everything is there. Similarly, human body, eating is there. For example, we are, this 40 days, we are traveling. So, eating is already there. Before our coming, our Bhagavad Gita is arranged for our eating. So, why should we think for eating? Actually, that is the fact. There is no problem of eating. They have created this problem. God has given enough food. In America, I have to throw away food stuff in the ocean. This is nonsense. Because they have no Krishna consciousness. They do not know that this food grains belongs to Krishna. He has said. So, instead of throwing in the ocean, this should be dispatched to the countries where there is scarcity. There cannot be any scarcity. Poor nomina. Everything created by God is sufficiently purna. Purna purnam. There is an element of raining, there is an element of producing. We simply, so-called doctors, so-called politicians, they have created all this stuff by for their political ambition. Just as our politicians created this Pakistan and Hindustan. All the foodstuff is there in Pakistan. Rice is in East Bengal and wheat is in East Pakistan. So this Hindustan is exported in part of wheat and rice. So this is the creation of the politicians. By God's arrangement, everything is complete. Therefore, you have to change the whole consciousness of the system if you want to be happy. That is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
And I would like to know what is the difference between the planetary system that we refer to as the universe. Is the planetary system the universe, or is there something beyond the planetary system that we think of the universe? I do not understand the difference between planetary system and universe.
The universe is a colony. Just like a football. And within that, there are planetary systems. And these footballs, like universes, they are floating in the Viroja water, where Mahavishnu is lying. So each universe is covered.
Is it cool enough?
Yes. Just a prabha prabhavatu jagadanda koti. Jagadanda means this universe. Anda. Round sphere. Koti. Koti means universe. Just a prabha prabhato jagadanna koti koti su asesa vasudhadi vibhuti jinnam. And in each of them, there are innumerable planets. And each planet, the atmosphere is different from one another. Vibhuti jinnam. Just like sun planet. It is a different thing from this planet. But and the moon planet is a different thing from this planet. And the scientists, they are thinking that the sun, planet, wind, fire, there cannot be any living entity. No. There are living entities. Their bodies are also fire. Fire is also one of the elements. Here we have body, it's a material. Major portion is earth. Their major portion is fire. So somewhere major portion is water. So therefore there are tributi bhinnam, different atmosphere. That is God's reason. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti koti su asesa vasudhadi bhuti bhinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam asesa bhutam govindamadi bhuritam tamam halam. Govinda's bodily self is Brahma Jyoti. The impersonal is by the ascending process, they realize Brahma Jyoti and they think this is it. No. You have to go farther, farther. Brahmana aham pratistha, Krishna says, I am the reservoir or the background of this Brahma Jyoti. Background. Because Krishna is there, therefore Brahma Jyoti is there. You'll find always in Krishna's picture there is aura. It's called aura?
Aura.
Huh? Aura. Aura.
I am the source of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process of the spiritual and the eternal, and the process example from Supersaiyan is submission, where there is ultimate happiness to be found.
Yes. On the spiritual side, you find happiness, real happiness. The material side, there is no happiness. How you can be happiness? Because the four things are there. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi. If you think it is happiness, in spite of your death, then you are a fool. You do not want to be a dead man, but you are forced to accept death. You do not want to become an old man, but you are forced to accept. And these things, if you accept happiness, that is your foolishness. Vyadhi, jara vyadhi, disease. If you are constantly suffering from various types of diseases, and if you think that you are happy, there is another foolishness. Therefore, Bhagavad says, parābhavastāvadavodajāta jāvanna jijñāsata ātmatasyam. That all these foolish persons who are born foolish, all their activities are defeat for them, unless they are enlightened to inquire about ātmatasyam. So in the modern education, there is no department for inquiring about ātmatattva. And they are proud of advancement of learning. But Bhagavad is parābhava. These are all defeats. They do not know what is ātmā, what is ātmatattva. Because I should define, I am this body. I'm the Hindu, I'm Indian, I'm American, I'm Gujarati, I'm Bengali, I'm this, I'm that. Just Kaka Buddhi, Kunapi, Siddhartha, Saiva, Bhokara. Anyone who identifies himself with this body, he is nothing but ass and cow. And that is going on. We are fighting nations and nations, community and community, religious party and religious party, because due to this misidentification of body. Therefore, Krishna consciousness begins when one is above this bodily concept of life. Sarvopadhi Vinir Muktam. These are upadhi, designates. So these Krishna conscious boys and girls, they are no longer thinking that I am American, I am Canadian, I am French, I am German. No, I am Indian. No. They know certainly that I am part and parcel of Krishna. I am eternally servant of Krishna. And that is your real identity. That is Krishna consciousness. They are no more interested to be identified as American or European. And this is knowledge. And this is mukti. If one is under the misconception that I am American, I am Indian, then how there is mukti? There is no mukti. Mukti means Sarupena avasthiti. To stay in its own constitutional position, that is karma. So this movement is a very important movement. Everyone should be seriously study and execute this. Don't be carried away by the illusory ideas of material existence. Sarvapadhi Nirmuktam. It is very easy. If you simply chant this Hare Krishna mantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Chetadatpanamajanam. Immediately, all the misconceptions within your heart will be clean. This is misconception. I am this body, I am Amrita, I am Indian, I am Brahmin, I am Gujarati, I am Bengali. These are all misconceptions. You are part and parcel of God, Krishna. That is your identity. So that can be realized. The easiest process is the chanting Hare Krishna Dattana Mahajana. Bhava Mahadabhavi Nishbhava. The next phrase is that the blazing fire of this material existence will be extinguished in you. Here in our disciples, you'll find American, European, Japanese, African. They are all absorbed in Krishna thought, chanting Hare Krishna. And they have lost all this misgiving, upadhi, designation, nonsense designation. The nonsense designation is the cause of their bondage. So, let us realize that we are not this, not this. We are eternally. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately says, this should be high philosophy. Jiver sarupaya nitya Krishna das. Tatastha sati jata asya. Achinta Vedabhed Prakash. In two lines, he has given the whole idea of Jivatattva. Jivet Sarupa Nitya Krishna. You can explain in so many books these two lines. The real identity of the living entity is that he is eternal servant of Krishna.
First, the second one,
Vivek Sarupam is Tatrasna Dasa. Tatrastha Shakti, Achinta Vedave, Tatrastha Shakti Prakash. The Jiva is the manifestation of the marginal potency of Krishna. Krishna has many potencies. Parasa Shakti Dividaiva Sriyate, the Vedic Indian. The absolute truth has many varieties of energy. Those energies are consolidated into three divisions. Physical energy, material energy, and marginal energy. This is the jivas are products of this marginal energy. Vedabhed prakar. Vedabhed means, Veda means different, and Abhed means one. So, jiva is one and different simultaneously. He is one in quality, he is different in quantity. So, when you are free from all these designations, sarvapadhi vinirmuktam, tat parakena nirmalam, rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti uttati. At that time, when you are purified, when you are purified our senses, when in that sense we shall engage ourselves in this matter of satisfying the owner of the senses, rishikesa. Krishna is Rishikesh. That is called bhakti. Bhakti is not a sentiment. Bhakti is practical by purified senses.